चीनी मंडी .com पॉडकास्ट।
India's fiscal deficit to widen in FY21 to 8.2%, Fitch Solution. Fitch Solution has revised its fiscal deficit forecast for India to 8.2% from 7.2% earlier due to quicker divergence in expenditure and non-debit receipt, which saw the deficit exceed the full year target in only 4 months. Accordingly, including the state deficit, the total government deficit forecast for FY21 is 11.8% of GDP. Our revision is due to a higher than previously anticipated willingness of the government to spend amid weak revenue collection, it said. We expect the government to maintain its spending expansion through increased government securities. Issuance that will be absorbed by the banking sector under an increased statutory liquidity ratio threshold up to March 31, which allows more funds to be invested in these securities. The Reserve Bank of India announcement that SLR for banks will be raised to a 22% of net demand and time liabilities up to March 31 from 18% at present indicate the government will seek to a ramp up its borrowing through bond issuance over the coming months, with local banks being the bulk of the lenders. We maintain our FY21 central government revenue forecast at -18.4%, said Fitch Solution. Revenue collection over the first 4 months of FY21 suffered a major hit as a result of the slump in economic activity in light of the nationwide COVID-19 induced lockdown from March 25th to May 31. However, we expect a gradual recovery in the economy over the coming months to support improvement in revenue collection. Non-debit receipt over the first 4 months of FY21 amounted to Rs. 2.3 lakh crore, a 42% year-on-year decline over FY20. The centre gross tax value also suffered, falling by 29.6% over the first 4 months of FY21 to Rs. 3.8 lakh crore from 5.4 lakh crore in FY20. Among the indirect taxes, center goods and service tax fell by 34% over the period to Rs. 92,900 crore, while a slump in the trade as a result of lockdown restriction also saw custom duties fall by 54% to Rs. 23,700 crore over the period. However, a sharp increase in central excise duty on petrol and diesel from 22.09 per litre to Rs. 18.83 per litre respectively on March 14 to Rs. 32.98 per litre for both categories by May 6 supported a 23.7% rise in excise duties to Rs. 67,900 crore over the period. For the direct taxes, corporate taxes recorded a fall of 39.2% to Rs. 53,700 crore and income taxes fell by 29.1% to Rs. 91,200 crore. Fitch Solutions said that it has revised its FY21 central government expenditure forecast to 12.7% over FY20 revised estimates from 6.5% previously. Putting in line with the FY21 union budget projections, this is on the back of the center's commitment to maintain spending despite a wide revenue shortfall, with spending maintained by additional markets borrowing. Over the first 4 months of FY21, total expenditures reached 34.7% of FY21 budget estimate, which suggests a consistent approach towards the disbursement schedule of funds as opposed to front-leading despite the ongoing economic crisis, said Fitch Solutions.